City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Manchester City against Liverpool. Wembley, 4:30 is the kickoff. And let's talk with one half of our Fan Friday team, Jay the Red. Hi, Jay.
Hi, Steve. You're okay?
Yeah. How's things ahead of Sunday? You've finally got the Europa League pushed to one side. It's all guns blazing, full concentration on the big one now.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, last night we had a job to do, didn't we? We had to get through to the next round of the Europa League. And obviously, getting the early goal was a good, you know, advantage for Liverpool early on. But, you know, it was a little bit edgy towards the end because Liverpool failed to put the game to bed, did they? And should have been really 3-0 at half-time, in my opinion. But, you know, as the game dragged on, you were always a little bit wary that they could have hit us on the break or something and got a late goal, which would have sent them through. But, like I say, the job's done now and we can focus on Wembley.
I suppose if you look at the performance last night, and it wasn't the greatest, it wasn't awful, it was professional. As you say, they got the job done, but I think they've got to raise the level somewhat for Sunday, and I think they will, knowing what actually lies ahead for them.
Well, I thought we played quite well in the first half, and like I say, we should have been about 3-0 up, but second half wasn't great, and like I say, we just got over the line, didn't we, and got the job done, and obviously the draws later on today, isn't it, for the last 16, but yeah, I think we'd have to improve the performance levels a little bit at Wembley on Sunday, because we all know Manchester City are a very good side and they played very well in midweek against Kiev, didn't they? We got the job done, didn't they, away from home, 1-3-1. So it will be tough. And as I say, if Manchester City turn up, because they've got a couple of world-class players in their lineup, haven't they? So if they do turn up, it's going to be very difficult for Liverpool. But when you've got the likes of Coutinho and Sturridge in your side, you've got match winners there. So Liverpool have got every chance.
I've got this idea in my head, Jay, that it's whichever team their forwards are firing wins the game, because both are absolutely susceptible at the back. They both concede goals. In you know, they're a little bit erratic in terms of their seasons. But if their star men up front are firing, the one which has the best combination is going to win this one.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've always said, haven't we, time and time again on this show, that Daniel Sturridge, when he's fit and firing and he's playing, he's one of the best strikers in the Premier League, and Aguero's probably the best striker in the Premier League. You'd have to argue that Sturridge is probably the second best, so you're right. I mean, if whoever turns up on the day, and in particular them two players, if they've got the shooting boots on, then yeah, they could be the match winners, of course, because they're two special footballers, aren't they? Daniel Sturridge has obviously missed a few chances in the last couple of games, hasn't he? And he just returned for an injury, so could be a little bit difficult for him. But like I say, on his day, he's fantastic. He's clinical in front of goal. And you're right, I mean, both defences aren't great. But City fans will also point to the fact that now they've got Vincent Kompany back. And he might not be 100% fit because he's missed a lot of football this season. But it's everything else that he gives to that side, because obviously he's the man that you rely on. He's the captain. And he's also very good in the dressing room as well. So that's a boost for them.
Talking about centre-halves, I don't know whether you saw the interview with Jurgen Klopp after last night's game, and I think he was absolutely priming the Liverpool fans for the idea that Lucas will be playing centre-half at the weekend. Of course, there was one moment in the game last night where Lucas had us with hearts in our mouths when he played a ball backwards to his keeper without sort of looking over his shoulder, almost got caught out on that occasion. But after the game, Jurgen absolutely went over the top in terms of talking about how Lucas had adapted to that position. And it almost, I felt he was saying, you know, he's going to be in that position come Sunday.
Quite possibly. I mean, Liverpool have had numerous problems this season with the centre-halves, and I've always said that I'm not convinced by any of them, but obviously Sacco's probably the best of a bad bunch. Now, if everyone was fit and ready to play, you'd have to say it'd be Martin Skrtel playing centre-half with Sacco, but because he's not ready to return, you're looking at maybe Kolo Touré or Dejan Lovren. But last night it was interesting that Lucas got the nod to play centre-half, and it probably was an indicator, you know, to see how well he'd done, you know, with the focus on the final on Sunday. And when he's played there in the past, he's actually done quite well. I mean, you know, obviously, you've probably seen it on Twitter, haven't you, that when people have dubbed him Lucas Cannavaro, and it's because he reads the game so well. I mean, he's always been quite slow anyway and gets tapped for toe, but obviously if he can read the game well, and, you know, he's not the tallest, but he's quite good in the air as well. So it is interesting to see what happens, because it is a dilemma for Klopp, you know, going into the weekend's game, because Liverpool have got major issues at the heart of that defence, really. So if he decides to go with Lucas, then so be it, but, you know, it is a massive decision for me.
Especially against Aguero. It's interesting, he's played in that position away at Stoke, of course, West Ham away. Well, he switched off right at the end, didn't he? And they got the header which won them the game, West Ham. And of course, last night, where overall he was okay. But again, there was the one moment, wasn't there? And I think that is the big dilemma for the weekend for Liverpool.
Well, yeah, because, you know, let's not get away from the fact that Lucas has played all his career as a central midfield player, so he's not a centre-half by trade, so he will be playing out of position if he does get selected to play there at the weekend. But, like I say, he's played there a couple of times this season for us, and he's not really let us down that much. I mean, yeah, you quite rightly pointed out there the West Ham game right at the end where he made a mistake and it resulted in the winning goal for West Ham. But, you know, he's a steady Eddie, isn't he? He's always been that way, and he's a very good professional. He's probably like the best professional at the football club at the moment that Liverpool have got. So I think maybe it's important to get someone like that in your team when it's such a massive occasion as it is at Wembley, because Lucas has played there before for Liverpool. And this is the worry I've got, though, with Liverpool, this group of players. There's not that many winners in the team, is there? And it's a young group of players as well, really. And that's why it is important to get this piece of silverware on board to, you know, a confidence booster going forward in the years to come. But like I say, Liverpool last year went to Wembley against Aston Villa in the semi-final of the FA Cup, and the performance was an absolute disgrace. So they certainly are Wasps fans one from that.
Jay, enjoy your weekend. Thank you very much, pal.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.